some churches in America are already feeling the eyes of the government on them. In 2007, Pastor Mark Hollick of the Spirit One Christian Center in Wichita, Kansas, urged the IRS to brush up on the constitutional freedoms guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. This came after his church received a letter from IRS officials warning it against political activity and demanding answers to 31 questions regarding its beliefs. The IRS particularly cited church signs, such as one reading, "Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius accepted $300,000 from abortionist, name withheld, price of 1,000 babies." Hollick notified the IRS that the church cannot agree to engage in any activity that may favor or oppose a candidate. Simply preaching the Word of God on a moral issue to which a candidate is opposed may be deemed to oppose a candidate. While it is the church's policy not to oppose or endorse a candidate for office, it will not stop preaching God's Word. Others have questioned the lack of public concern over a political candidate forum called Pentecost 2007. The Americans United for the Separation of Church and State have suddenly gone mute, noted Marcia West, founder and editor of the Email Brigade News Report, an online news service for conservative Christians. Evangelist Bill Keller, founder of the 15-year-old Bill Keller Ministries, which created the Live Prayer with Bill Keller television program and LivePrayer.com, reportedly the world's largest interactive Christian website, publicly complained that he too faced problems with his right to free speech. He specifically mentioned Americans United for Separation of Church and State, claiming this liberal group would try and silence churches and ministries by asking the IRS to investigate them for allegedly violating their 501c3 status. Of course, this is designed to intimidate people into silence, even though in 76 previous attempts they have yet to be successful in getting anyone's tax exemption pulled. Our attorneys are confident that nothing I said violated our nonprofit status, but we are now going to be forced to defend ourselves from the IRS. Keller also complained his freedom of speech was being curtailed by internet corporations. For the first 7 years, we sent our daily devotional every day to our subscribers around the world without any problems, including those who use Microsoft email accounts, he said. Last Thanksgiving, 2006, Microsoft went to new filters many ISPs are now using to try and reduce spam.